It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. It's great atmosphere, great staff. It's a cool bar. Pop in sometime you're in this neck of the woods. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Tracy Ann contacted us over last weekend, and here's what Tracy Ann said. I'm actually up the wall at the moment over what just happened. My son is in first year in a school in Dublin 13. And today, an African young fellow was caught with a blade in his pocket in the yard.
Sorry if you're cutting across to you there now.
Yeah.
Because she did send that in and it does say that. Why?
Why what?
And I don't want to hijack the WhatsApp that she sent us. Why mention that he was African?
I don't know.
And why did you mention that he was African?
Because it's in her...
But what has that got to do with
anything? It's in her message.
But what has that got to do with anything?
Ask her. Ring Tracy Ann and ask her.
Well, we
it's
did.
In her message. Can I continue?
No, but I don't think that's relevant putting that in. By the way...
But she did put it in.
Tracy Ann. And I want to say this to everybody. People that just say African. Africa is a bloody continent.
Yes, we know all that.
No, but it is. It's a continent of about 50 countries.
You're European as well.
So can we forget that the person was African? That's ridiculous.
Today, an African young fellow was caught with a blade in his jacket pocket in the yard. My son said this thing was bigger than a penknife and he was showing it off to his mates when he was caught. We got a text from the school about it and it's being investigated, but I didn't send my young fellow to school today over it because he told us that loads of young fellas have blades on them. Do you not think that it is now time to introduce metal detectors at schools? I'm terrified sending him there with all that's going on. Search all their bags and jackets every morning. It's the only way, says Tracy Ann. So now, Tracy Ann believes that we should have metal detectors like you'd have in the airports going into the schools. Where are we, Tracy Ann? America.
Yeah, because my godson, as you know, who's American now, he's not in school anymore, but he used to have to go through metal detectors. It was like an airport.
Yeah, but I think that's ridiculous.
I remember dropping him to school one day and I found the whole thing bizarre that you have to take your bag off and put it through the metal detector. I agree with it. In certain schools. I agree with it in schools.
What do you mean certain schools?
In schools where it's more likely, where it's more prevalent.
Well, firstly, have you ever heard of anybody being stabbed in an Irish school? I haven't. Maybe it's happened, but I haven't heard about it.
No, but I know from hearing stories that there is a huge, huge problem in certain parts of Dublin, in certain areas of Dublin, where young fellas are going around carrying blades.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with that.
I'm not saying this is happening in every school in Dublin 13. Dublin 13 is a very, very big place.
Yeah, okay? Obviously.
And there's loads of schools.
But again, sorry, I want to just get back to this paranoia. Okay, yes, the young fella had a knife of some sort. It was big. He was showing it off, blah, 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 blah.
That's terrifying.
Shouldn't have happened. It was confiscated off when the school found out. But this notion of going to school and having to do American style, pass through metal detectors. Don't forget, in America, they have guns easily available. Kids can get their hands on them in their own house.
Yeah.
This isn't America. And that's my point. I think it's absolutely... And Tracy Ann, I'm sorry to say this. I think that is the ultimate in paranoia for two reasons. One, keeping your son off school. And secondly, then wanting detectors.
How dare you suggest that she's being a Karen because she's...
That's literally what she's doing.
No, she's not. We've both seen...
This young fellow was shown off a knife, yeah? Disgraceful. Absolutely reprehensible that he had a knife in school, yeah?
Now people are asking what happened to him. We do not know. All we have seen, we've seen the screenshots from one of the parents' groups in which it was sent, and the hysteria, which I bet it warranted hysteria, the hysteria in this WhatsApp group from parents going mad. This is a big, big deal that this kid, what age, first year in school, 13?
13, yeah.
13. That a 13-year-old bought a very sizable blade. And from what we can see from the messages, we're looking at a 6-inch blade. So that is not a penknife.
No, it's not. No, it's a serious piece of kit.
That is enough to
kill you. Yeah. I'm not going to argue that point at all.
So like in the States, in schools where...
Where what? You're
in schools in areas where this is more likely to happen, I think that you
should. So where is it more likely to happen?
Dublin 13, clearly. Because that's where it happened.
No, so you want all the schools in Dublin 13 not to, to have metal detectors and then not in Dublin 11?
No, there's only a need to have it in schools where this is actually probably going to happen.
And but hang on, this, have you ever heard of any child being stabbed in any Irish school?
No. Forget about stabbed for a second. Teenagers are carrying knives into school.
I believe a teenager has carried a knife into school, yeah.
Okay, can someone please prove Adrian wrong today? Because are you claiming that, because it's very, very, very wrong for you to claim that this is an isolated incident?
I don't think it's an isolated incident. I'm merely arguing that do we really want to go down the road of installing metal detectors in schools on the off chance that some young fella brings a knife into school? That's literally all I'm asking. I'm not denying that this probably happened. I'm not denying that there have been other such incidents in schools in Ireland of kids bringing knives into school. In fact, there was an incident, if you remember, back earlier on this year, where a boy was injured in a stabbing at a Dublin primary school. Okay, and obviously we can't name anybody or we can't even identify the school, but it did happen in a Dublin school, right? So one of our listeners just, and I remember it now, an investigation was launched after an 11-year-old boy was stabbed by another child at a primary school in North Dublin.
Now, I do
remember. It was back in March. Anyway, okay. Sorry. So that incident happened, and this young fella brought a knife into school last week, and he had the knife confiscated, and that was the end of the matter. That was it.
No, it's not the end of the matter. We need to stamp this out. I wouldn't say every second teenager, but a huge percentage. I'm telling you now, if you walk through any estate in Dublin, yeah, and lined up 50 teenagers and checked all their pockets, I can guarantee you that one third of those would have blades in them. And if you do not believe that, then your head is in the sand. It is a huge, and let's not play.
Okay, this bullshit
let's not play this down. How serious of an issue this actually is. We need to get those metal detectors in ASAP.
But you're saying in certain schools, that's ridiculous as well. So what? Schools?
No. Schools where this, I didn't use the word day. Schools where this is problematic. Okay, schools.
So how do you know it's problematic?
You do know.
No, you're being ridiculous. I'd love to hear from you on this. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. Would you like to see metal detectors being introduced into Irish schools to prevent kids bringing knives into the classroom? 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Let's kick off with Robbie.
These young lads that claim self-defense, that's all bollocks. A weapon is only a deterrent if you're willing to use it, or if you want to use it. So they're bringing this weapon around perfectly willing to use it, and they'll use it to attack, to sort of assert dominance.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Should Irish schools have metal detectors installed? That is the question that we're asking. Martin, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Martin?
It's just something that's going to be going to start coming in, I think. I think it's been going on for a while. I know a school near where I worked last year, and that's what you call a rural school, there was kids found with knives in it. It's been going on for years, especially in the UK. Like, I left in 2001 and there was kids carrying knives then, and it's not always in the schools that you think. I went to, I won't say it was a posh school, but it was a Catholic school, which lots of people think of posh schools anyway, over there. It'd be one of the better schools with those kids carrying knives there. It's just something that, as I saw, the youth culture is sadly bringing to us, It's happening in America, happening in England.
Okay, let's look at England first. So maybe they're a bit of ahead of us. Are there metal detectors in any schools in England?
I couldn't tell you. Maybe there is in schools in London. I don't know. Maybe there should be. But I think what needs to happen is, especially here, what we need to start doing is taking a leaf out of England's book, because they've got it terribly wrong. There needs to be harsh sentences to kids carrying knives, like actual deterrents. There's, like you see over there, I watch a lot of police shows, kids carrying knives getting suspended sentences and stuff. Like, it's little slaps on the wrist.
That's the same for any bloody crime a juvenile commits. There's hardly any punishment for them.
But even once they hit 18, like, if you say if you're 18 plus, say as soon as you turn 18, if you're found with a knife, bang, 5 years without parole straight away. That would be a massive deterrent. And keep, like, what I can't understand here is, like, a kid could get caught with a knife when they're 13, 14, 15. And as soon as they're 18, that's cleared off their record. That needs to stop too.
But that's the thing. This kid, who we believe in, we're just looking at some other message coming in from parents who know what school that is. And what they are saying, let me read out this message, is in reality, this kid is only 13, not even 14 yet. He is not going to get locked up or anything of the sort for it. That's why they're doing
it. And he won't. He absolutely won't. And you're right to say that. I said that a minute ago. There is no deterrent. But again, Martin, do you think, are we at the stage that we need metal detectors in schools? Just think about what that's saying.
I suppose prevention is better than watching somebody get stabbed in school. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, foresight is better than hindsight.
Okay, so you believe that knife culture is so endemic in Irish society now that we need to consider introducing metal detectors, at a great cost, by the way, into our schools and check all students coming and going every day.
Well, what about the cost of what's the cost of a child's life?
Oh, no, immeasurable. But again, like I said, there was a stabbing incident earlier on in the year in an unidentified school, we believe, in Dublin. There was no clamour then for metal detectors to be introduced.
I suppose there was, but I thought this is only one person. It's not like there's a big clamour for it. It's just one person texting in your podcast. I'm sure that maybe people in that school where that happened, maybe that was spoken about amongst parents at the time. We don't know that.
No, we don't know that. You're right. Okay, so you would like to see metal detectors installed in Irish schools as a deterrent from bringing knives or any other type of weapon into the school?
Well, yeah, and not only that, there needs to be more deterrent. Like, they closed St. Pat's there years ago. Like, they need another youth. The youth facility, because there is no deterrence, because there's nowhere to put them.
And if you look
if you're a 15-year-old carrying a knife, you have to do some bit of time, lad.
But if you look at that incident, and maybe I'm open to correction, or I don't know if anybody knows what happened in this story. Do you remember the video 10 months ago? We talked about it on the podcast at the time, of the young fella on the bus, Adrian, with the screwdriver, taking the screwdriver out of his pocket and threatening to stab, I think it was a Ukrainian man. Nothing ever came of that, did it? That was about 10 months ago. Nothing ever came of that.
Not that we know of, but again, if that young fellow appeared...
That would have been through the courts.
Yeah, I was about to say, if that went through the courts, he's a juvenile, we wouldn't have heard about it.
I know, but the young fellas are not getting locked up for carrying screwdrivers.
No, maybe not getting knocked up.
But
locked up.
Be.
But they should be, yeah, I agree. But that would have been before the juvenile courts, if that young fellow was ever arrested for that, and we wouldn't hear about it anyway.
He wouldn't be named or anything anyway. Like,
no, he wouldn't have been. So again, back to the point of having metal detectors, my argument is I don't believe it's that big a problem that we need to consider them. I really don't. I don't believe every second child is carrying a knife into schools. I just don't believe that.
I think it's a bit higher than maybe, I'm not saying every second child, but I'd say certainly one in five.
One in five.
Especially in Dublin. Especially in Dublin, I'd say, lads, yeah. And big cities, yeah, I would imagine. So,
right.
I've seen a lot of shit online. I've seen a lot of shit. This drill music as well as a lot of dances for.
Okay, stay there for one second if you can, please, Martin. Our number is 085-825-2626. Is this paranoia to be talking about introducing metal detectors into schools? So you're going for your day in school and you it's like going through the airport in case you bring something onto the plane.
This is not a big deal. This is... And a child is going to be stabbed, fatally injured in school. And Martin's saying
or
that...
Or a teacher.
Martin's saying that it's one in five, and you go, oh, it's not. Look at the message from Shirley there.
I'm disgusted you making a joke of this, Adrian. My son is in that year, and we are very concerned. I kept my son out today, and you think this is funny? I never said it was funny, Shirley. At no point did I say it was funny. At no point did I laugh. I'm just saying this notion that every second child...
You kind of shrugged it off as
I just said, No, what I said was there's no need for metal detectors in schools. That's what I said. Nothing more, nothing less. I don't believe it's that big of a problem that we need to install metal detectors
in schools.
Well, I
agree with Mark. I think I'd say it's a fair chance that about one in five teenagers is carrying some sort of blade.
Are they bringing it into school?
Probably, yeah.
I don't think they are. Stay there for a second, Martin. Let me go to Sean. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sean?
No, we're not in America, lads. Come on.
I agree with that.
But to keep the kids safe, I'd rather have a metal detector in school than a fucking phone pouch. And it probably won't cost as much money as the phone pouches.
Yeah, you're probably right. But in terms of...
A phone pouch is not going to save a kid. Well, if you have a metal detector, it'll save a kid. This is the type of things the government should be doing. Not getting them phone pouches that cost the state millions.
Well, now, the issue I have is that, as usual, I'm not blaming you on this, by the way, Sean, as usual, people are turning this into a race thing, saying that it's... And look at this message. It's
Jeremy, I'm going to put you up on that, because when Adrian first opened the show and he mentioned the African word, he jumped down his neck and told him not to mention that. But you must realise that it's an Opinions Matter show.
Yeah,
you have
on.
To speak the truth. In the last couple of years, I'm not being bad, but knife crime has gone through the roof in Ireland. And I'm not being bad. 9 times out of 10, the kids that are carrying knives are black kids.
Where is the... Okay, that's nice. But where...
It's probably not a stat. It's probably not a stat. But it doesn't take fucking 2 and 2 to count 4 to tell you that most knife crimes in Dublin... Because before 5, 6 years ago, knife crime was nothing in Ireland. And in the last couple of years, it's at the rising... Madness. The Mata Hospital came out there the other day and said there's a rise in 68% of wounds being brought to the hospital in the last 2-3 years.
Yeah, but what has that got to do with foreigners? There's no connection.
I'm not saying it, but hold on. Up till then, Irish people, one thing, they could do some bad things, but Irish people don't carry knives with them. And that's, we must all call a spade here. It is a black culture thing.
Oh my God.
It is a black coloured culture thing. They carry knives down their trousers. How many videos have you seen going around Instagram, TikTok, with coloured people? Hold on, listen to me. With coloured people carrying a knife down their trousers. It's very often you see an Irish, or not even Irish, a white guy carrying. It could be Ukraine, it could be from anywhere. But it's not a white person thing to carry a knife down their trousers.
That's
now, let's
ridiculous.
Call it spade a spade.
Well,
you put a poll out on your podcast today, and I guarantee you, half of them will say the exact same thing, and we can't be all far right here. It's just, you are afraid to say it on live radio. I'm not afraid to say it. It is a black culture thing carrying knives. It's not an Irish thing.
Okay,
it's not a white person
thing. So what? You put metal detectors in every child that a black kid goes to school?
Hold on. The school ladies are talking about what colour was the kid that carried it? African.
That's what we were told,
African is a continent, lads.
Well, I know, but what colour is everyone in Africa? They're all dark skinned. And it's them type of people that carry knives.
Sorry, hang on, my next door neighbour's from Johannesburg, which is in which continent, by the way? Africa. He's in Johannesburg and he's as white as I am. Not every person in Africa is. Why are we even making this? And that's why I pulled Adrian up, because...
Yeah, because it is. Well, hold on, Jeremy. It is a black king. It is a black king. And you're afraid to say that. If you put a poll out on your podcast this morning, is this a black king? I guarantee you 98% of the people say yes.
Well, I don't.
And that's not people that are fucking racist around. That's just saying it as it is.
Well, it is.
It is a black. It's the same in England. They're all black people that are doing it in England.
Okay, I don't for one second believe that the only people in Ireland carrying knives are black people.
You're not twisting me words. I'm not saying the only people, but I'm saying the majority of people that carry knives.
You said, and I'll rewind the podcast. You said carrying knives is not a white thing. That's a ridiculous thing to say.
It's not an Irish thing. You hold on, look at the stats there on Google. The knife crime in Ireland has risen in the last 5 or 6 years. What have we let into the country in the last 5 or 6 years?
Okay.
So you put 2 and 2 together.
One of our listeners just messaged us and rightly pointed out that a city in Ireland, in Limerick, used to be called Stab City long before there were any foreigners living in the country. We had a major...
That's always been Stab City. But if you come to Dublin or any other county in Ireland, Limerick was always known as Stab City. But you go to Dublin, Meath, Cork, Galway, that never happened 20 years ago, 10 years ago. but it's happening an awful lot. As you see on the stats, are up 28% of Garda got 28% more knives taken off people this year alone. That's a massive increase in knife crime.
I agree that we do have a problem with knives. Some people are carrying knives for self-defense, but I want to focus...
Another issue I have with this, Adrian, is... And I'm not one bit racist, but you have coloured kids and you have Irish kids all mixing now, yeah? Which is great for cultures to come together. But if you have one culture that is known for carrying knives and they're mixing with another culture, them other kids are going to know no better than but to carry a knife. And in about 10 years' time, it won't be a black thing. It will be every young kid carrying knives because who they're getting brought up around.
Okay, so the bottom line is you believe that we need to install metal detectors in Irish schools.
No, I think we install metal detectors in schools. We're going down the wrong road. What I said is, if we had a choice of phone pockets or metal detectors in the schools, I would rather have metal detectors, not phone pockets.
Okay, stay there.
I don't think we should put it in every school because it gives a school a bad name if you have to put a fucking metal detector in.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to talk to Angela in just a moment. Angela, I'll come to you in a second. Before I do, let me bring in this WhatsApp voice note from Eddie.
If knife crime is on the rise and kids of all nationalities, we'll say that, are bringing knives into schools, it's better to be proactive than reactive, i.e. it's better to be safe than sorry. And I don't think any parent would have an issue of their kids walking up to school and everyone goes in the same entrance and passing through a metal detector and having a male and female there. And if something beeps, a person of a certain gender can search that gender. Safety, it's paramount. And if we didn't do it, and we talked about it for ages, and then something happened, there'd be fucking people up in arms over why didn't we put it into action. So I'm all for it. I think everyone else will be too.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Angela, you're fuming listening to this. Why?
What's Sean's stats there? What's the stats? For knife crime, what's it going to find?
He just said it's a black thing and it's gone up to millions of percent or something. Ridiculous.
No. 28%.
No, it's actually a 14% increase.
Seizures of knife crime is up 28%.
Look, a 2025 analysis noted a 14% increase in knife possession while an 8% decrease in flick knives. So your stats are totally off and you're talking out through your back.
Dublin really accounts for 40 to 50% of seizures of knife coin.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway,
seizures are up 28%. You're looking at the same. So why are you asking anyway?
Is it only in the past few years that Africans have moved into this country, is it?
Well, it's only in the past few years that we got fucking boats full of them, yes. Let's call a spade here.
Oh my goodness.
You're so like the fucking
truth. Do you know what, Sean? Sean, I mind two kids, South African, and both their parents, and the four of them are all white. Oh my God.
And what's that got to do with that?
Because you were saying that since all
what
the
kind of stories is white as well, for fuck's sake. Would you cop on?
You are so ignorant. You are
how
so
am I ignorant? Because I'm telling you the truth. You and just want to put your hand out of the sand. If you don't think that my coin kills blacks, you're mad.
No. Are you finished?
No, I'm not finished because you're talking shite.
Angela, let me ask you your opinion on whether or not we need to introduce metal detectors in Irish schools. Yes or no?
Yes, better safe than sorry. Okay. And it's not just foreign kids you're doing it. It's not like
how much would it cost to put every school in Ireland with metal detectors? He's going to put another burden on the taxpayers, are you?
Yes. Do you know what?
Yes.
Because I prefer my tax money to go saving a kid's life than on a phone.
And Sean, on the one hand, you're saying in the next 10 years, every kid is going to be carrying a knife. And now you're saying, but we don't need metal detectors in schools. Well, obviously
no,
you would.
Listen to me. I'm not saying we don't need them. I think it's a very bad look on Irish We have to put metal detectors in our schools. Now, as I said at the start of the podcast, we spent 20 million on phone pouches instead of it. It was only
9 million on the phone pouches. But
well,
anyway.
9 million. I'd rather spend 9 million on having a security guard in the school than fucking phone pockets. Yes.
And so what's the security guard going to do? Stand there and look at the kids coming in and hope he can detect himself? Do you not think
kids, if they wanted to carry a knife in the school and do damage to someone, do you not think they'll park it outside the school or put it in a bush or something when they come out from school? Come on, it's not going to stop it.
There's ways and means around everything, but I prefer safety.
But Sean, you're right to say it's not going to stop it. But what it would stop is it would stop knives getting into schools.
Adrian, if I knew my school had a metal detector and I was walking into school with a knife, I wouldn't be putting it in my bag. I'd hide it outside in a bush. And if I ever had to use it, that's where I'd go and get it. So this is what
and
I'm
Sean,
saying.
Sean, can I ask you a question?
For this is
Sean,
all
your whole
it's
thing,
not going to change
your whole thing. Your whole thing at the moment is this has only come in the past few years. I'm
Knife crime in Ireland has only gone through the wall in the last few years. Yes.
I am 15 miles from Limerick City, where it was called Stab City, and it is still called Stab City.
Okay,
you're just talking through your backside.
I live up in the big smoke in Dublin. I don't live down in Little Chippewa, Limerick. In Dublin, knife crime was never so bad until the last few years. And the simple way of solving this is put a poll out there, and it's been told by our listeners.
You know what? Shame on you. Shame on you.
Shame on you, my love.
You let me speak, please.
Shame on you.
And what about all of the teenagers that have been stabbed by Irish kids? Shame on you. And their poor parents.
What about the young girl that was stabbed for a job? What about the kid that was stabbed in TV? You're a lefty, get off the phone.
You say opinions matter, so why isn't my opinion mattering?
Okay, you know, on this show, everyone's opinion matters. Angela, you think as a preventative measure...
No, but hang on. Opinions do matter, and Sean's opinion matters, and Angela's doesn't all that. But Sean is spouting facts without anything to back it up. And Sean said...
But then they're not facts.
Yeah, they're not facts. Sean, you said that black culture is knife culture. That's what you said, yeah?
It is. A lot. You all want to put your hand down the sand. This is true. No, you ask anyone in Dublin, anyone around Ireland, knife crime has gone through the roof lately. And if you ask any person, who do you think carries knives? They'll all turn around and say, black people. I'm not saying all black people are bad. I'm not saying that. But if you look at the numbers, if you go to get the police report, the knives that are taken off kids nowadays in Dublin are not Irish. They're not Irish kids. They're foreign kids.
Oh, my God.
Sean,
I don't know where you're getting these made-up statistics from.
Jeremy, you walk around the city every fucking day, you know what's going on, and he's afraid to put it out on the radio. In fairness, Sean,
I did see that video about 6 months ago that was terrifying of your man. It was a young fella, I can't remember what part of Dublin, it was North County Dublin, and a young fella was videoed literally taking what looked like, it was like something from Friday the 13th. It was like a mini machete from underneath his jacket, and that fella happened to be black, but that's one incident.
Look across the country, Sean. It's not just black kids. It's not just Asian kids. It's Irish kids as well are doing it. And do not come at me.
And if you listen to what I said at the start of the podcast, it's going to get worse in 10 years because you have young Irish kids mixing with young foreign kids. And they're going to learn. The foreigners are going around with knives down their trousers. So what's the next thing the Irish do? Put knives down their trousers. If you listen to what I said,
it's
going to get worse in 10 years. I'm not saying all black, but foreigners, yes. If you look at England, the knife crime in England is all, it's not you English people, it's all you foreigners. Open your fucking eyes here, will you?
You, I'm telling you.
You just don't like the truth. You sound like you're 70 years of age and you're old. You don't like change.
You are so racist. It's unbelievable.
I'm far from racist. I'm sitting here with a black guy. I'm far from fucking racist.
Why? Because you work with black people, is it? So you're not racist.
If I work with a black fella, I wouldn't be racist because I wouldn't want to work with him. So don't call me I'm racist. I'm also, you know what I mean? Don't call me racist. You boys, two young black kids, you look black now, do you? Don't give me that shit. Would you not? You fucking idiot.
No, you're racist.
Considering
both of you, Sean, you're saying we have a knife crime problem. We have.
I'm not saying that. The media, everyone would tell you that. Okay. Knife crime in Dublin has gone through the roof.
Okay. Sean, let me go back to the point about metal detectors in schools. If that many kids...
I don't agree with it. That
makes no sense to me then. If you think the knife situation is so bad, surely you'd want to keep them out of schools.
No, why should we bring it to the schools where there's normal kids going to school that will never touch a knife? It starts at home with the parents. Don't let your kids have a fucking knife. We shouldn't have...
Hang on, Sean. I can't imagine any parent is giving their child a knife to bring to school with them. Here you go, Johnny. Bring that into school.
What I'm saying is the parents should be watching. The parents have to be checking that he's going to school. Like, hold on. You buy a cutting knife. You buy a set of big blades. You one day wake up the next. You wake up one morning and one blade's gone missing from the kitchen. Who has that, me kid? I'll go down to him and ask him, where's the knife? Yeah, but because there's a small majority, we shouldn't have to label every school with a fucking metal detector because one or two kids might do it.
Stay there for a second.
It's only a small majority.
Okay, stay there. I've been asked to play this message for you from Henry. Have a listen to this, if you will, please.
Hi, guys. Sean said there only black people carry knives and foreign people carry knives, right? You tell him what was Limerick City's nickname in the 70s and 80s? It was Stab City when we barely had no foreigners or no black people in Ireland.
Okay, we've already pointed that out, Sean, and that is the fact. That is the truth.
This is the problem. These people are living in the past. We're now living in the 20th century. We're not living in the 70s and 80s where people would fight for anything. Nowadays, the knife crime in Dublin has gone mad. And I'm not being bad, I'm going to store this show here today, but I'm honestly, what I think it is, it's not an Irish thing, it's a foreign thing that they carry knives.
Okay, hang on there for a second, I want to bring in more opinions on this, like Mark has been in touch.
Hey lads, putting metal detectors in schools, in every school in Ireland, would cost hundreds of millions. And in the phone pockets was 9 million. I think it's cheaper just to educate your child and make sure that they're not leaving the house with a blade. Be much quicker, much easier, much faster.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
Bloody fuming with that bloody racist idiot Sean you have on there. So, his absolute nonsense and his lies. He's a bloody racist idiot.
Anthony.
Oh, you shut up, Sean. I'm going to talk and you're going to listen.
I'm squeaky voice, Anthony.
Shut up, Sean. Let me speak.
You're giving me a headache.
Shut up, Sean. Can I get that fucking speech? You have any fucking manners, dude?
Go. Okay, here, Sean. I'm going to cut you off now for a second. Go on, Anthony. What did you want to say?
Fuck, I'm going to say this. Sean is a fool who doesn't like to listen to the facts. Limerick was once Stab City in the 70s and the 80s when it was all white. And a lot of knife crime in the UK happens from white youths. It also happened in Ireland where knife crime. I think metal detectors should be in schools nationwide, not just in some areas, everywhere. All over the country.
There you are, Sean.
Sean is just a racist. He ignores the facts. Years ago, one of my teachers was stabbed by a white youth. Happened by a white youth. He ignores the facts. It won't suit his racist agenda.
Sean, do you want to get back in there?
Lads, this fella just is talking marbles. Take his balls out of his mouth.
Okay, you've said that.
He's going back on Limerick in the 70s. Listen, I could be a prick and say, in the fucking 70s, you're able to walk down Moore Street and there'll be nothing but Irish. But you don't see that anymore. Life changes. For fuck's sake,
You ignore the fact, Sean. Limerick is still called Stamp City to the day of that woman who you kept talking about.
Limerick was known as a Stamp City. We all know that. But that was fucking
you
would, sick.
You would just,
how many years ago are you talking about?
I'll agree with you, Anthony. Again, as far as metal detectors in schools, you believe we do have a big enough problem with young people possessing knives, like the example we gave at the start of this topic today, a young fellow producing a knife in school, showing it off to all his mates. That's enough of a reason, in your opinion, to introduce...
I just think if they bring in metal detectors, they should bring it in nationwide, not just in some areas like Jeremy was saying, because that will just trigger anger and reserve from areas that see themselves as being unfairly targeted.
Yeah, no, I would agree.
If we're going to
do something like that, we have to do it everywhere, because otherwise the schools with the metal detectors are the ones with the really bad name, which is very unfair.
Lads, in the States, like certainly in New York, you will not find metal detectors in private schools in the States, but in certain areas... In certain areas of New York, which will be more kind of rundown areas, they do have metal detectors. By the way, that's just a statement of fact that, you know, knife crime in areas is dependent on geographical location, isn't it?
You need to bring it in everywhere. They can't just in some areas. They're just going to have people be angry and resentful, seeing themselves being unfairly targeted. All they see like is scum areas, and that just wouldn't be the case.
All right, stay there for a second, Anthony. I want to bring in one final call. Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Good afternoon, Aidan. Welcome back, pal.
Thanks very much indeed. What do you want to say?
The writing's on the wall. It's just going to get worse, unfortunately. You go out to London, Adrian, they actually have knife arches where just on public streets where you have to walk through a knife arch. Like, that's how bad it's got out there. 2 years ago, there was 133 kids, I think, killed in London in 1 year alone on the way to school, to and from school. These were school kids. The vast majority, over 80% of them, unfortunately, were from a certain ethnic minority. And that's just the case, but that's because they're the lower socioeconomic fucking areas. They're the worst areas for cooks, for homes, all of this. And that's what it is. Unfortunately, there's going to be a knife epidemic because kids are carrying them now because they feel empowered. And most of the kids who carry knives, and these are statistics, mainly them out of the UK because we haven't gathered them yet, most of the kids that are actually stabbed are stabbed mainly with their own blades. They're taken off them and actually used against them. So there is kids out there. I listen to LBC, and I listened to this interview of this man, and he actually gave his child a knife to go to school because it was safer than him not having a fucking knife. That's how bad it is out in London.
Okay, right? So do you believe that we should consider the introduction of metal detectors in schools?
No. Well, I don't want to go down that road, because when you go down that road, then you stigmatise the school. People start pulling their kids out of the school. It does not happen in certain areas, and you're dead right. Jeremy's just being a dick as fucking usual. He won't say it. This is going to happen mainly in working class council areas, okay? Because that's where the majority of people are being stuffed, and they're not giving a shit about. They're just forcefully integrating communities in there, and they're not getting on, okay? Come into a council estate, spend a bit of time looking, and see how the gangs have already developed. Different areas have their different
I'm not arguing with you. I want to come back to how do we keep knives and screwdrivers and weapons out of class, out of school.
You can't do it about society. All we can do is educate our kids. Hopefully, too many of them outside before they come out. But that's the thing. Do you want to put metal detectors, and then you're only going to put them in certain schools as that fucking idiot beside
you? No, I don't. I think that's ridiculous.
Do you think the parents of Castleknock, Malahide, Docky, and fucking Killiney are going to have metal detectors on their primary schools when little Fiacre and fucking Flunker are walking in there, do you?
No, they're not.
I'd say they'd be unhappy about it. But the point I was about to make, you said you can't keep knives out of the schools.
We're able to
keep knives out of Dublin Airport because we use metal detectors in Dublin Airport.
Yes, but do you want to be walking through metal detectors all over Dublin City Centre? If that's the society you want, keep it going.
No, I actually don't. I'm not in favour of metal detectors in schools.
Well, then we educate. But you're not going to educate everybody. Everybody knows the risks of drinking driving. Everybody knows the risks of smoking. Everybody knows the risks of taking drugs. Guess what? Some people still fucking do it. Because that's human nature. The reason we're all the same is, Adrian, because we're all different. We're not all going to conform. We're not robots. We don't all conform to the same thing.
That's just
the way it is.
I just got figures handed to me. These are official UK figures now about knife crime in the UK because there seems to be this thing that is... So knife crime in the UK, I don't know, this may shock you, it may not shock you. Of knife crime reported, 5.8% of knife crime was white European people, carried out by white European people. Now, I don't know where the rest of the stats may go, but black African was 6%. Now, people would argue that... black people in England is a disproportionate amount, so that would be a lot higher.
Mm-hmm. Now, go down to the rest of the races, the Asian races and the Middle Eastern races.
Yeah,
it's honestly fucking mental out there. I walk out there, lads. I know what it's like.
So what age group are carrying blades?
Anywhere between 10. I think the youngest they interviewed on one of them programmes was 8 and 9 years of age in primary school,
So my son taking a knife out of the kitchen and bringing it in his bag.
Oh, these ain't kitchen knives. So they had to ban them. Do you not see they only brought in a ban last year over there? They were posting them. You could literally go online and post yourself a fucking zombie knife. Yeah. Get yourself delivered a zombie. They had to do away with all that and make that a crime now. And I'm sorry, but it's coming from a certain fucking section of society out there, and it is.
And a friend of myself and Adrian's, who was a teacher in a Desh school in South County Dublin, she confiscated last year. You can get these on Wish and Temu. She confiscated a blade that folds into a wallet, and it looks like. Remember, we brought it in. It's literally a plastic little wallet, and you flick a button at the side of it, and it turns into a blade.
Who are these multi-billionaires that are selling these on the platforms?
It's shocking. It really is.
Okay, there you go.
So no to metal detectors in schools, even though we do have a major crime epidemic with knives. Let me squeeze in one final opinion on this. This is Keith.
Go back there about 2 weeks ago. We had a Muslim fella with a ceremonial blade carrying it on him. Guard said he couldn't take it off because it's ceremonial. Now, what if the Irish kids are... pushing their Christian rights, they carry a blade. Sounds stupid, doesn't it? But how are you up here talking about this bullshit, knowing that there was one seen there in front of the guards carrying a blade that would literally saw your fucking head off? You know, real threat, real danger. But let's talk about the Irish carrying them, yeah? Because they're much more dangerous than what's coming into the fucking country. I see all of them in the comments there. They're all terrified to speak out against foreigners. Our windy bastards sit at home. Oh, no, we'll sit on the fence and we see who's going to come out on the victors on the end of this. Internalised fucking racists all year.
Thanks very much indeed, Keith.
Yeah, by the way, I did see that video at the time about a month ago of the gentleman who had a blade on him and the guards couldn't do anything about it. And I know there was war over it. Keith, just for an FYI, that man wasn't Muslim. He was Sikh. And that blade is called a kirpan, which is a small ceremonial sword or dagger that's worn by people who are a member of the Sikh faith. So he wasn't Muslim. I mean, facts are important. But I found that shocking as well, I have to say.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. Please hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. We'll catch you on the next one.